Did I surprise you guys moving back?
No, man.
We were having some great discussions, honestly, and there were a lot of calls coming in. We knew that was going to be the case in this draft because we knew there was going to be a lot of focus in that second, third, fourth round, and that's what happened. We ended up being able to trade back from 63 to 75, I believe it was, for 2 fifth-round picks. So we feel we're in a good spot to continue to build into the next day. So with that, we'll throw it out to questions.
Do you go into certain drafts deciding? I'm sorry, Daryl. Go ahead.
Good, man.
With the idea that you want to add more volume versus more people that are really high on your list, as opposed to saying, okay, we got a few picks, we just want to make sure they're really good, versus we want a bunch of picks because we need a lot of players.
All right, that's a good question. I think every draft we go into, we have a philosophy, and I'll let Dan expound on this. But we came into this draft knowing that we had certain holes that we were going to fill. We had certain areas of depth that we needed to continue to fill. And it really is contingent on where your roster is as far as how you approach the draft, of course. And we went hard, obviously traded up yesterday. And today we were in a really good spot where we felt we could trade back so we could get more picks and continue to build the depth on our team and hopefully the fifth round and on.
And we're really honestly excited about how this has started off. We wanted to add our speed and our toughness and the way we compete. And so through the first 2 picks, that's happened, and there's still plenty more to go. So we're excited about adding Duke to our team. He's a fantastic leader for them. He's played a variety of roles. He started, obviously, this year, but he's got terrific experience playing special teams. The toughness, the speed that he plays with fits terrifically into our style. We clearly know how to feature him in that role. So we're pumped to have him on board. We can't wait to get him here and get started with him. So he's going to be, a factor for us moving forward. And, as we're heading down, into tomorrow, we're looking forward to that as well. And by Thomas adding a few picks into it, it's made, tomorrow different areas, different guys, how we can feature them. So we're excited about that too. But tonight it's about Duke, and honestly, we're pumped to have him on board.
See, we got him at 6'2", 32. Where do you all have him at? 4'5", 8'9". Is that right on the 40?
Yeah, just shy of 6'1". I mean, he's an athletic player, and those are about the numbers we have him at. And we're we're really excited about where he's going to add speed, and not only on the defense but special teams as well. Yeah. And like I said, we were very active there. We probably at one time might have had 3, 4, and 5 different teams calling us in to try to get to that spot. I was really amazed at how much interest there was in that spot at 63.
He's another player who brings tremendous passion, tremendous competitiveness to what we do. So it's tackling, it's speed, it's sideline to sideline, and we feel like he can contribute on all 4 downs. So we're pumped to add him to the group.
What do you see him playing in the defense? What positions?
Inside linebacker.
Okay.
Inside. Yep. Mm-hmm. Our Mike and Will. Yeah, inside linebacker for us, yeah.
Thomas, when you guys you asked if we were surprised. Obviously, you're well-known for moving up in the draft, but there's been a lot of talk that this is a good year to trade down because of the perception of this being a deep draft. Was that part of what went into your philosophy?
Yeah, we were looking at a lot of different situations here coming into today, and we spent a lot of time this afternoon, looking at the possibilities. And the more we looked at it, the more we realized there were a number of players that we liked that we thought that had a third round value, and we could potentially get them there and potentially acquire. And we stayed to our plan, and I felt like all of a sudden, the call started coming, as I mentioned, and it was really interesting how they did, and people were throwing a lot of different ideas around, and that's usually the way it is, right? You're on the phone.
Yeah, it was definitely a 2-minute moment for Thomas on the phone. Multiple people, multiple calls, and picks to make. So it was an exciting night inside the draft room tonight. Mm-hmm. So, but at the end of it, we couldn't be more excited to add a guy of this caliber onto our defense. Speed, swagger, toughness, tackling. He'll fit right in.
The decision to trade down, did that come from a call you made or someone called you with an offer?
No, quite honestly, we were set where we were, and it was 1, 2, and 3 calls that were coming in at the same time for that position. Again, I think that's a right position. I mean, it's the back end of the second round. And I usually think that there's a lot of thought about that before it moves on to the third round. So that's where the interest came.
What about the LSU guys? Is there a thread, you know, Collins, Deion, now Duke?
Well, I mean, I'll speak to it from an evaluation standpoint, and then Q can talk about it as, you know, scheme and football player-wise. I mean, look, these guys are athletes down there, through and through football players. They believe in it. They live and breathe football, which we think is fantastic. They're very competitive. They have a gritty side to them that they want to play. And I just find there's a versatility about them that me personally, that's always attracted my attention.
I didn't think about it. So honestly, just, you know, for me, just more so looking at the players and knowing how they would fit into the scheme and go. So we'll see. Maybe there's even some more.
Did he kind of take over Deion's spot from, you know, this
he did.
Juan 1 year, then
yep.
Deion, then
100%.
Duke's
you
the guy
you nailed
Juan.
It. Yeah, it'd be a good topic for him. Mm-hmm. He's a very versatile guy, but yeah, he has been in that role. That both Quan and Deion played in their system. And they've had some coaching changes there, but the fact does remain the same. They have put out some really good linebackers over the last few years. And this is, you know, the next group, and, you know, Beckwith's a good one too. So they've got, you know, good, deep class of linebackers they put out, you know, over the last few years.
And we're excited that, you know, again, Dan plays these young guys, and there's a confidence about playing there in my mind. Some of those guys that have been around it, right, they know that they can take it on and take on the responsibility, whatever their role is. I think they're ready to do it. They played in front of huge crowds and huge football fanatical fans.
There was a run on guards right before y'all's original pick, and the fans were tweeting to us about, hey, they didn't get any guards, blah, blah, blah. Where are y'all at with the guard deal?
There was a run on O-line, and we knew there was going to be a run on O-line, you know, we'll continue to look there. We think that there's some options at a number of positions we're looking at, you know, one being O-line. Of course, there are. It's just a matter of where they're going to settle. You know, there was a run on them, and we knew that was going to happen. And some guys actually went higher than we even thought they would, to be honest with you.
And so y'all not stressed about the guards, apparently, as your fans.
No, I don't think we're stressed about the guards. I mean, I think, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So you didn't come into today with a mindset that, hey, maybe we look at that position. Was it more focused on defense going into day two?
Not from our end. It was there's a couple of spots that you look to see, you know, how would they be featured on the team and how would we play them. So O-line's for sure one, linebackers one, pass rushers. So just kind of see who's available at the spot and how we'd feature them into the group. Is that accurate to say? It wasn't more like if he didn't leave with this position, it was the day was going to be a bummer. It was going to be finding the best fit for us who we could totally lock into how we could feature him.
And we had a handful of players that were up on the board during that time at all, both sides of the ball for sure, in a number of different positions. Yeah. And we knew that we had needs in those positions, and we knew that if we came away with one, and quite honestly, this was the one that we were focused on the whole time, and we were fortunate that we were able to move back into the third round and still grab him.
This before. I know people have their different philosophies when it comes to visits and stuff, because sometimes guys have visits when there's a question on a guy to see if there's any. So both of these guys visited, you know, I believe Duke said he visited and Tack visited. So what goes into that? You know, does that give you a little bit more comfort zone with those guys when it comes to having that visit?
Yeah, I'll start off from an organizational standpoint. There's nothing like looking in a potential player's eyes and talking to him about, you know, what his philosophies are and his ideas are. There's nothing like communicating that way, right, versus on the phone. Although there are opportunities now in the league where you can actually, if you don't get a chance to meet with someone, you can FaceTime them, and that's within the rules now. That never used to be the case. So if you are really stuck in the very end and it's the last waking hours, you can get some of those guys on. I'm not saying that hasn't happened as well. Of course, that's something that has happened. But we're very big on that, making sure we can communicate with the guys and just really, you know, really feel their energy. And then, you know, the coaches, and Dan can talk about this, the coaches sit down and they'll talk scheme with them, and I think it's really valuable.
Yeah, because this has nothing to do with their measurables and nothing to do with the film. So the final piece is, you know, if you look at three, it's the film, the measurables, and then the last part is the intel, the player, the football, instincts, smarts, you know, going through things together and basically finding out, like, if we'd be a good fit together. And so it's an important piece. It's certainly what takes place a lot at the combine. You know, the medical side's for sure taking place there. There's some measurable sides, and you try to mix in this third piece there. So when we get a chance to visit them here, is definitely good, but there were definitely guys that we had up there also that didn't come, so it's not like he has a 30-person draft board.
Right. You don't have to tell me names, but how many guys did you FaceTime?
Oh, I like using the word handful, right? So probably a handful. I mean, I think, again, we've been doing that. That's a good, it's a good option. If you know, especially where you are sometimes in the later part of the board. So I think that's satisfying.
And there's also a number of guys that just can't schedule all the trips, you know. Some of these guys take a lot of visits, that's, you know, to these 32 clubs. So sometimes that's the next best option too.
And we also have been in situations where our coaches have already met with them at the combine, but Dan and I may not have met. So this gives us an opportunity to do that. Or it might be we still have two or three questions that we really want to ask them.
Right.
Instead of getting on the phone, I mean, obviously it's very easy to get on phone, on FaceTime and do it. So it's good. It's unique. We appreciate that.
How do you guys feel your linebacker group is shaping up as a whole? Obviously you added two last year and then Duke tonight. How do you feel like that group looks now? Is it closer to what you envisioned?
Yes, very much so. And the speed and the athleticism, the way we want to attack – it 100% does. So we are very excited about that group, amongst others. But that group, we are very, very excited to get working with them.